Well, we're delighted to inform you, and of course you probably are aware already, that the benefactor of the Viking Marathon this year, which incidentally takes place on June 25th, the main benefit is going to be the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. And in studio, we have Edward McBride, chairman of the Waterford Viking Branch, along with Elaine Johnson, who benefits, her family benefits from the charity, and have agreed to tell their story as well. But if we can go round the table, good morning to you both, first of all.
Good morning, Oliver.
Great to have you here. Edward, if you can very quickly tell us a little bit about the Waterford Viking Branch itself and the good work that you do.
Yeah, a great group of people, Oliver. Very committed. A number of the members, in fact, have been volunteering for the guide dogs over 20 years, sometimes 25. Between the group, I think maybe 35 to 40 puppies have been raised. Our main focus is really on the fundraising as well as the puppy raising. I'd just like to thank our volunteers so much for their dedication and the hard work.
Great stuff. We have Elaine Johnson in studio, and you were adamant in terms of all of this, Edward, that she would be the main focus of the interview this morning to give people an idea of exactly what you do. And when you hear about this, it really does bring it all home, doesn't it?
That's right. I'm hoping that when people register for the marathon, there's an option to donate, that when they hear Elaine's story, they'll understand what we're all about, that they'll hit the button and donate.
Great stuff. And Summer's in studio. We've had to mention Summer.
Summer is in studio, and Summer might
introduce
be...
Introduce Summer.
Summer is my favourite guest so far, Ollie. Summer is the most beautiful, glossy, black assistance dog. And she is lying here at Elaine's feet, and she is calm and she is grounded. And I would only love to take her home, but I know I can't. However, Elaine can. Elaine, tell me about your son, Zach.
Zach has autism, diagnosed from a very young age. Zach has many, many, many different aspects of it. But the main thing with Zach is he's a flight risk. To anyone that wouldn't know, that would mean he has no sense of danger, no sense of awareness, nothing like that. So basically, if we're out and about and if he sees a packet of sweets on the other side of the road, regardless of the oncoming traffic left and right,
it just doesn't factor in.
Danger.
No. How old is he?
He's 9 now. He will be 10 in June, Ollie. So, you know, it's something that is being worked on, and it's an awareness, but I don't think it's something that's ever going to be 100%. It's all part of him. So Summer comes in when we're out and about. She does three different things for our Zach. When we're out and about with Summer, Zach is anchored to Summer. A, he has a handheld handle. B, he's actually physically tied to Summer. Now, when we're out, if he goes to bolt, which would be left, right, any way that we are not going, Summer is automatically grounded, as she is now, to the ground to hold him in position. So we know we're not going anywhere. We know our child is not going into a road. We know they're not running off anywhere at all. So that's the first thing. The second thing, if I ask Zach now, who's your best friend? He'd turn and go, Summer.
Oh,
that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's real bond between the two.
It's amazing. Zach has very, very, very little vocabulary, but as you probably heard when I was guiding Summer into the broadcasting studio here, I was directing her left, right, stop. That Zach copies that, so it's actually bringing on a sense of speech as well for him as he's copying it, like, and as I always say, has kind of like a photographic memory. So if he knows where we're going in his head, he's like with me going left, right, stop, wait at traffic lights, you know, stuff like that. So they are best friends as well. So that was just a bonus. That was something we never, ever expected. And then as a comforter, like, see the way she's sitting there now with me? When we're out and about and Zach feels anxious, which is what happens with autistic kids in new situations, life becomes very, very overwhelming. He just looks, he knows Summer's under the table. She's there.
Cool as a breeze.
Wow.
We're nice and calm.
So when we see the term assistance dog, Summer really is an assistance dog in so many ways, developmentally, socially, verbally, safety, everything.
There isn't an area, to be honest, that she doesn't touch.
Wow.
For him, again, this is due to our puppy raisers. Edward, like I've said this so many times, this is through to the process through the Irish Guide Dogs in Cork. Part of the process is being interviewed as a family, seeing what your needs are. Then you go up and you meet some of the dogs and you meet the trainers up there. But I mean, we had a beautiful trainer up there, Natalie Woods, absolutely amazing. She interviewed us up there and then she came down to her home. She came out and about. She saw what our needs were and then off she went and she came back then. Now, it was a while. We got somewhere in the middle of COVID. We got her in October 2020. She came down and she says, Elaine, she says, I think I have this beautiful dog that's going to fit right into your family. Now, we just want to give it a little test out. So off she came down and she spent an afternoon with us. And, you know, it was fabulous. We brought Zach off with her. Zach went walking. She came in. We did have another dog at the time. She met her whole family. It just clicked. And then I said, yeah, okay, let's do this. Let's really do this. So off I went. The next week, I had to do 2 weeks training. That was the hardest part, leaving my monsters behind.
Of course.
My own, I have three little kids at home. That was the hardest part. Not on me. I would say that would be on Dad having to look after them.
Yes, I can understand.
I had a lovely little 2 week holiday break in court.
A reprieve.
It was fabulous. And I physically got to get to know Summer. She was mine. She was sleeping in my room. We did everything together. The Irish Guide Dog Centre up there, then you have your own fabulous area, your own room, food. There's other parents there. You get to share this experience with other mums and dads, and then you get to bring her home.
That's so special.
Oh, that is exactly,
you know,
that.
So special.
And you get to bring her home, and you just, you know, that this is a turning point for your family. This is what's going to help us do things together, as opposed to normally prior summer, I would take Zach off on his own to do things and Paul would do things with our girls, or it would be vice versa. But now that we have Summer, we took two holidays together within Ireland. Summer came with us. Absolutely amazing. My children had the benefit of a holiday, and that was because of Summer being there for Zach. We
what
had
a
that.
Perfect fit.
It's just incredible.
We had that reassurance. Like, it's in words, she's a hero that doesn't wear a cape.
Oh, the lame.
Well, I think you've really said it all there, and great to get that look in to your life and the differ that has made.
When I met Elaine this morning, like, the first thing she said to me was, this is Summer, she's like another child of mine, you know? And one of my questions was obviously going to be, how has Summer changed the dynamics of your family and the challenges that you all face every day? And I can't even ask you that anymore, because I can see it all over your face.
You've explained it all so beautifully.
I mean, even my husband says it. Like, I mean, on a Sunday afternoon, you'd see lovely families going out, having Sunday lunch, Dad having a pint, Mum having a glass of wine, kids having a play. Now, we live in Dunmore East, and we've got some fabulous establishments out there, and they all cater indoor and outdoor for the dogs. And Summer is so well known out there, no matter where we go. Like, and it's got to the point now where we know we can physically go out and have a Sunday dinner. I can sit down and have a glass of wine. Paul can sit down and have a pint. We can sit back and relax. Everything is calm.
Fabulous.
Super.
Well, that's fantastic. Yes. Elaine, we really thank you for your insight and sharing that with us this morning. It really has been a great benefit to all.
No problem.
Last word to yourself, Edward. In terms of puppy handlers, which was made reference to there in several points, you're always looking for good puppy handlers.
Yeah, puppy raisers. Yes. We are looking for them in a bad way at the moment, especially in the Munster area. So if anybody is interested doing this very important work to create a future hero, as we call them, if you go onto the Irish Guide Dogs website, all the details are there. Just click on it and there's forms to fill in and send them down to Cork, and you'll be contacted and interviewed. And we'd welcome anybody who's interested to contact us at the moment.
Great stuff.
I'd just like to say, of course, we have the guide dogs for the blind as well.
Yes.
And just to say, last year we matched up 23 guide dogs for the blind, 32 assistance dogs like Summer, 9 community dogs, which are new now. These go into schools with the children in schools. About 130 puppies being raised at the moment.
That's fantastic.
If I could, Oliver, put a shout out for Guide Dog Day.
Yes.
Which is the National Collection Day for the Irish Guide Dogs in Ireland. It's the 26th of May, next Friday week.
Well, we'll mark that in the diary. We'll give it a special mention in the run-up to
it. Edward, I have one question you may be able to answer for me. What would be the typical waiting time? time. So if I decide now that my child needs an assistance dog, I know there's quite a lot of fundraising efforts around Ireland for various charities and various initiatives. Yeah. And sometimes the waiting times can be very, very long, yep, almost dauntingly so. Is it a similar situation, or is it dependent on the availability of dogs?
A lot of circumstances arise. COVID has knocked things back a good bit, obviously. I think there's about, at the moment, there are something like 80 people on the list for assistance dogs. They're being worked through, as was explained, there'll be interviews going on. And probably about 2 years.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Possibly three, depending on the availability of pups.
Well, look, at least people know that. You know,
The guide dogs are a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the assistance dogs, there's a huge demand for assistance.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Edward.
Well, now, can we thank you both for coming into this morning? So thank you so much, Edward McBride, chairman of the Waterford Viking branch, and Elaine Johnson for sharing your story with us as well this morning. And indeed, Summer, for making a star celebrity appearance this morning as well. Thank you so very much, one and all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you.